Hello, KMA Land, and welcome to the next 3 minutes we call the Double X Factor. I'm one half of the Double X Factor, also known as Spencer Williams, and I typically take on the Tuesday and Thursday segments after Sandy Edie Hansen and I kick off the topic on Mondays. So yesterday we told you this week was about reflection, mainly how we reflect and learn from this past year, which was surely a strange and difficult one for all of us. Some people lost loved ones. Others lost time with loved ones, jobs, maybe some confidence. The list goes on and on with losses. But what if we shift our thinking just a smidge and focus on what we gained? I'm hoping you gained some perspective. So while I'm going to share some of the perspective I've gained personally today, I want you all to find your own way towards positive reflection, how you've changed, and how you want to continue growing from this experience. And today's graphic on our website and social media has some questions that can steer you in the right direction. For me, it wasn't a secret that family time was my favorite time. But the past year gave me a lot of it, and it gave me a new appreciation for much-needed downtime. I was able to connect with the people in my home in ways that I had never experienced when you spend your days juggling work, your home, your kids, school, multiple schedules, and more. Then those friends and family that I didn't live with, I was able to find a new appreciation for technology, for social media, and for this new element of conversation. We were all able to dive just a bit deeper with each other, knowing that we were all struggling, yet surviving in our own ways. There was a new element of empathy that may not have been as prevalent as before. We were all navigating, separately, yet together. I began seeing teachers, healthcare workers, and the service industry for the heroes they are. I've honestly never been one to believe they weren't, but their efforts became front and center, and they met challenges every day and head on. Their example allowed me to take that, if they can do that, I can surely do this approach. This included people like my husband, the farmers. They also didn't have the luxury of working from home. And with constant changes in their supply chain, they continued to help feed my family and beyond. In a time where increased stressors could have sent my marriage in a different direction, we each had a renewed sense of respect and admiration for continuing to do what needed to be done with love and with a compassion. Because like I said earlier, close relationships in a pandemic were uncharted territory for all of us too. The past year also really highlighted the human spirit. We saw examples of kindness that I hope will continue and will flourish long after we get back to a so-called normalcy. And we also saw some that held more to a belief in taking care of themselves only. No doubt we'll see more of that too. But that's my final reflection I'll mention today after this past COVID year. Our eyes, ears, heads, and hearts were opened, and we now get to prioritize what we want more of and continue to fill our lives with that. Sandy's back with more on this topic of reflection tomorrow, and I'll be back with you on Thursday. Thank you so much for making the Double X Factor a part of your weekday, right here on KMA.